Well, here in Psalm 6, we have David in prayer. What I like about this psalm is that David is so open with God about his feelings and his situation. And then by the end of the prayer, he feels that he sort of had an answer. Verse 9, Yahweh has heard my supplication, Yahweh accepts my prayer. Well, I'm not sure that there was a manifestation of divine glory, or the cherubim appeared, or there was a vision. I don't think so. I think he just sensed within the prayer, while he was, as it were, still kneeling, saying his prayers, he felt the answer. And I've had that experience, and I'm sure you have as well, that you start off confused and pouring out all the problems that there are, and yet by the end of your time in prayer, when you rise from your knees, it is as if it's all been answered. I think this prayer was originally at the time when he was ill after his sin with Bathsheba. He talks about verse 5, in death there's no memory of you. I'm weary with my groaning. Each night I flood my bed. I drench my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. He is clearly having some sort of agitated breakdown, crying so much. And he says in verse 8, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. He feels that he's surrounded by sinful people. And he says, depart from me. But it's actually the same word used in 2 Samuel 12, verse 10, where God told David that because of the sin that he'd committed, that evil would not depart from him. But he says, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Return, verse 4, return, Yahweh. I think the idea is change your mind, repent, rethink. And obviously inspired by the likes of Moses praying for that sort of thing. And it happened with Moses sometimes, some of the things he asked for, other things it didn't, like for him to enter the land, etc. wasn't heard. God would not change that position. So he's asking God to change. You know, okay, you said that evil would not depart from me, that I'd have workers of iniquity on my case for the rest of my life. Please change it, return, rethink it. But that was not, in fact, to be the case. And then he says, but for Yahweh has heard the voice of my weeping. And he gets all positive and upbeat. Yahweh has heard, verse 9, my supplication. He accepts my prayer. He's all upbeat. It's as if he's found some peace. He realizes that, okay, so I want things to change. All right, so they won't. Okay. But God has heard my tears. He has heard the voice of my weeping. He's accepted my prayer. Wow. I'm in relationship with God, and I can actually talk to God, and he's hearing me. And you notice how he says God has heard the voice of my weeping. He several times says this. It's as if God understands our situation and our emotions as a prayer, even if it's not expressed in words, even if it's not verbalized. And that is how it must be, really, because otherwise, people who can verbalize better would be better at praying. They'd be better prayers, if you wish. And that can't be the case, because God is not sort of impressed by clever verbalizing. Some people can't verbalize very well, and that doesn't mean that God doesn't hear their prayers. God hears the voice of weeping. That situation, that weeping, is seen by God as prayer. Yahweh accepts my prayer. Now, as I say, there's no evidence that suddenly there was a flash of light and, yep, there's a sign that God had heard him. It was within his prayer, as he's asking God to rethink what he had said through Nathan, that evil will never depart from you, you're going to have workers of iniquity on your case all your life. Okay. So he accepts that, well, apparently this is not going to happen. But, well, God is listening to me. I, kneeling here, am in connection with God Almighty. So I urge you to pray on your knees. I urge you to take prayer seriously and to see the wonder of it, that you are being heard in heaven itself, and he accepts you. He accepts your prayer. There may not be this specific answer in the terms and the frames which you expect and which you imagine, but God is hearing you. And that is a wonderful thing.